Chapter 4, The Photocopy.
No way, Mo insisted.
Come on, Tony pleaded.
No way. Mr. G will kill me. The Terminator will kill me. My parents will kill me.
Nobody will kill you because nobody's gonna find out. Tony emptied the teacher's workroom recycling bin into the large plastic bag.
We're supposed to be in here, remember? Mr. G's orders.
He told us to empty all of the school's bins and not to goof off while we're at it, Mo replied.
And then meet our class in art.
Let's get out of here. This place gives me the creeps.
This will only take a couple of minutes, Tony pleaded. And there aren't any teachers in here. We won't have another chance like this in a million years.
You're crazy, TB. It's only been a week since the food fight. Won't you ever give up?
Never, Tony said. I'm on a mission. And when my mission succeeds, we'll both be famous.
Yeah, we'll be famous dead guys, Mo bumbled. Let's get this over with before a teacher shows up.
Tony opened the door and looked both ways. There were no snotty-nosed kindergartners bopping down the hallway. There were no janitors mopping the shiny floor. There were no stupid fourth graders picking on whiny first graders. And best of all, there was no Terminator to be seen.
The coast is clear. It's time to rock and roll, Tony said.
Rock and roll? I think it's time for heads to roll.
Ours, said Mo, drawing his forefinger across his neck. I should have had my head examined while I still have it.
Don't forget, said Tony as he lifted the lid to the photocopy machine. You're gonna be famous.
Yeah, right. Just hurry up.
Tony dropped his pants to his ankles. He looked around the room, took a deep breath, and put his Fruit of the Looms to his ankles. Then he hopped onto the photocopy machine and planted his bare bottom on the glass.
Press the green button, Mo.
How about if I press the I'm as good as dead button?
Mo pushed the green button.
The machine whirled into action.
Mo picked up the copy and looked at it, and then handed it to Tony.
Looks like the back end of a jack.
Fantastic!
A perfect shot of my hinder, Tony proudly interrupted. Now press the 2 button, then the 5 button, and the green button.
25 copies, Mo said, a look of dread on his face. That will take forever!
I'll give them out as souvenirs when I become famous.
I should have known, said Mo. The machine whirled into action again.
Mo looked at the door. He fiddled with his collar of his shirt. He wiped the sweat trickling down his forehead.
Tony smiled at Mo and asked, Are you having fun yet?
Mo ignored him.
Everything was okay at 5 copies. No problem at 10 copies.
The machine shot out 15 copies, and success seemed to be just around the corner. But at 19 copies, the door began to slowly open.
Mo whispered, TB, the door! We're dead now!
Tony held his breath while Mo stood as still as a statue. The door opened a couple of inches, then another inch. Fingers curled around the edge of the door. Long fingers. Adult fingers. Tony stared at the diamond ring at one of the fingers. He'd seen that ring before. On the Terminator's hand. Fear raced through his body. The end was near. The door opened a full 6 inches. Then the hand disappeared as the door swung shut. Tony let his deep breath out with a rush. Mo split to the floor and sat on his backside. And the machine spit out the last copy.
Phew! That was close, Tony said, hopping down from the copier.
Too close, said Mo, scrambling to his feet. Let's get out of here.
Tony pulled up his Fruit of the Looms, his pants, and then grabbed the stack of photocopies. He opened the door and stuck his head into the hallway.
Nobody in sight. Follow me.
Tony slipped out of the teacher's workroom with Mo following close behind.
I can't believe we made it, Mo whispered.
We'd better empty the rest of the bin, said Tony, before Mr. G comes looking for us.
The two boys zipped down the hallway in search of the next recycling bin. They rounded the first corner of the hallway and crashed into Mr. Gore, who was leading his class to art.
Whammo!
Photocopies of Tony's hinder flew into the air and fluttered to the floor. Red paint shot out of a bucket Mr. Gore was carrying. The paint geister splattered Mr. Gore from the head to foot. His class lined up like a perfect little angel's stood in stunned silence. Mr. Gore calmly placed the paint bucket on the floor. He didn't scream at the boys. He didn't say a word. He just arched his eyebrows, curled his lips into an evil grin, and drew his forefinger across his neck. Then his class went totally nuts as they scrambled to pick up the copies.
"Look, a photocopy of Mean Dean's face!"
"Nah, it's a copy of Daisy's twin brother."
"No way, it's Mrs. Hernandez."
"You're all wrong. It's a copy of Mr. G's cheeks, sort of puppy, like chipmunks."
"Nah, it's a copy of someone's other set of cheeks."
Mo put his hands in his pocket and leaned against the wall.
"We're goners, TB."
"Yes, the end is near," Tony said, joining Mo.
"We almost made it. Anyway, it's been great."
"Don't worry, TB," Anna joined the two boys by the wall. "I'll never let anything happen to you."
Then she leaned close to Tony. Her breath smelled fresh, minty fresh, like a new piece of peppermint gum. Tony loved peppermint gum. A swarm of butterflies seemed to take flight in his stomach. He looked down at the floor and stammered.
Gee, thanks, Anna."
She shoved a photocopy in his face and said,
"Great show, TB. Will you please autograph your gluteus maximus for me?"
"Yeah, sure," Tony muttered, his face turning red.
"How did you know it was mine?"
Anna winked at Tony and said, "I'll never tell." Mr. Gore had to go home and change clothes. Mrs. Hernandez's secretary had to take the kids to art. Tony and Mo had to go to the principal's office. Later that night, Tony sat through a very uncomfortable dinner. Nobody said a word. His parents didn't even look at him. Maria occasionally sneered, but that was normal. At least the silent treatment was better than getting killed. After dinner, his mom and dad did the dishes. This was really weird because Tony and Maria always did the supper dishes. Tony's stomach spun like a top. Maybe his parents were going to kill him. After the dishes were finished, the Madisons settled into their favorite positions in the living room to watch the news. Mr. Madison in his recliner, Mrs. Madison in her rocker, Maria on the couch, and Tony on the floor. Nobody had turned on the TV, so Tony got up to find the remote.
"Sit down," Tony's father said. "The news will have to wait a bit for tonight."
The Madisons always watched the news every night after dinner. It was a family's tradition. Tony's time has come. He slowly sank to the floor. His father got up and circled the living room like a vulture. He stopped and stared down at Tony.
"Why? May I ask why?"
"Well,
because he's just a fifth grader," interrupted Maria in her "you're just a jork and I'm way cooler" 16-year-old way.
"He's so embarrassing." "As if you're not," Tony snorted. "You're beginning to look like a human Christmas tree with all those things hanging on you."
Maria had just had a major fashion statement. A pierced right nostril and a pierced left eyebrow, both sporting shiny gold hoops to go along with her multi-pierced ears. Maria picked up an overstuffed couch pillow and fired it at Tony. It hit him in the back of the head. Tony pulled off his sock and tied a quick knot in it and fired it at Maria. It smacked her between the eyes. Bullseye!
"That's enough, both of you," Mr. Madison ordered. Then he locked eyes with Tony.
"Well, why did Mrs. Hernandez have to call us again? Why do you have to spend your recess writing a report about the history of photocopy machines? And why will you be suspended from school if you get sent to her office one more time?"
"Well,
there was this lady on the Late Show the other day. She photocopied her face. David Letterman really made a big deal out of it. He fired copies of her face into the audience. It was pretty funny, so I figured I'd do the same thing. And then I'd give my copies to my fans when I become..."
"This is ridiculous," Mrs. Madison interrupted as she got up from her rocker and joined Mr. Madison. Both towered above Tony. "I'm sick of this nonsense. Drop it now. I'm not recording the show for you anymore, and there will be no more letters to David Letterman, or you may never see the light of day again, because I'll get to it before Mr. Gore or Mrs. Hernandez does. Have I made myself clear?"
"Yes, ma'am," Tony muttered.
Mr. Madison said, "I'm deleting all the Late Show episodes that we have saved for you. I want two perfect letters of apology written tonight before you go to bed. One for Mr. Gore and the other for Mrs. Hernandez. You'll give the letters to each personally before school tomorrow morning. And I want to see the letters before you go to sleep.
Starting tomorrow, you can forget about playing after school. You'll be spending your time in the yard, raking and bagging leaves by yourself for however many days it takes to finish the job. And if this happens again, I'll get to you before Mr. Gore, Mrs. Hernandez, or your mother does. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
As for you, Maria, no more holes in your body. You're starting to look like a human pincushion.
Yes, sir.
Now turn on the news. I want to catch the stock report. After the news, Tony wrote his apologies and showed them to his dad. He said they were A-okay, and then he sent Tony to bed. Tony lay in bed and stared at the ceiling. Only one thing was on his mind, the late show. He climbed out of bed and went to his desk and began writing his third letter of the night. October 11th. Dear Mr. Letterman, I saw the photocopy stunt on your show the other night. It was so cool, I decided to try my own photocopy stunt at school. It backfired, and I got in big trouble. Oh well, here's another top 10 list you might want to use sometime. The top 10 things you should never do at school. 10. Eat the three-month old peanut butter and jelly sandwich that you found in the back of your desk. 9. Drop the frog that you dissected in science class into your teacher's cup of coffee. 8. Stick your tongue into an automatic pencil sharpener. 7. Barf on your teacher's desk instead of in the garbage can. 6. Ask your PE teacher if he's ever heard of deodorant. 5. Use the classroom pet's hamster as a chalkboard eraser. 4. Write the test answers on your forehead with a permanent marker. 3. Ask your principal if she graduated from the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College. 2. See how far you can stick a crayon up your nose. 1. Copy your hinder on the school's photocopy machine. Sincerely, Tony Baloney. P.S. Number 1 really happened. Yes, I copied my own hinder, and it was a disaster. Call me and I'll explain. My phone number is 816-555-0942. My dad deleted all my old Late Show episodes, and my mom won't let me record any more shows for me. I've secretly mailed this letter to you. My parents don't know about it. If they find out, I'm a goner. Please invite me to be on your show before it's too late.